From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirms not to blame each other in regard to under-20 World Cup fiasco. ITS wins first place title in International Robo Boat Competition 2023. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo spoke up about the International Federation of Association Football's FIFA's decision to remove Indonesia as the host for the Under-20 World Cup after receiving the report from the Football Association of Indonesia PSSI chairman Erick Thohir on Wednesday. President affirmed that the decision of the World Soccer governing body must be respected. He also appealed to the public not to waste energy blaming each other. As a great nation, he added, Indonesian people must look forward rather than to look back. The public are asked to make this a valuable lesson for national football. President Joko Widodo also stated that he asked Erick to make every effort to prevent Indonesia from getting a sanction, including the opportunity to host other international events. President Joko Widodo has welcomed the local government's plan to build a central market for rice in South Sulawesi as it can be used to control staple food supply. After reviewing rice stocks at the warehouse owned by state-owned logistic company PT Bulog in Maros, South Sulawesi on Thursday, he said that the existence of the central market in South Sulawesi will make it easier for the region to control the availability of rice. In addition, the market will help farmers to sell their agricultural products. President Joko Widodo further stated that the government will keep ensuring the availability of rice in all provinces. A team from the 10 November Institute of Technology ITS competing in the International Roboboat Competition IRC 2023 in Sarasota, Florida on March 22 to 28 managed to defend its first place title for the fifth time against 24 teams worldwide, including established institutes such as the Massachusetts Institute of Technology MIT. The ITS team dubbed Baru Nastra came into this year's championship with its latest boat named the Nala Proteus and nabbed first spot as grand champion and second in the design documentation. One team member, Faris Ryan Januar, explained that the IRC has two categories, with the first being the autonomous and design documentation categories. Design documentation includes design reports, team videos, and online and offline presentations on the team's strategies in solving its design, as well as how the boat was made. The Indonesian government continues to strive towards a more sustainable future by carrying out its initiative that align with Sustainable Development Goals SDGs outlined by the United Nations. Some of 17 interlinked objectives are evidently needed to secure a better future for the country, including the elimination of poverty, improvement of people's health, and climate action. Expert coordinator at the National Secretariat of SDGs Implementation, Yanuar Nugroho, confirmed At the third Asian Forum on SDGs with national development planning agencies in Bangkok on Thursday, that Indonesia keep accelerating the achievements of SDGs. Giving an update on the project, he added that Indonesia has prioritized 124 of the 169 SDGs targets into the 2020-2024 National Medium-Term Development Plan. Let's move on to the international news, where Prime Minister of China Li Xiang encouraged the international community to uphold multilateralism and to maintain stability of the global industries and supply chain. According to the Prime Minister, by the first quarter of this year, China had managed to maintain the momentum of economic recovery and also stabilized it after 3 years of the COVID-19 pandemic. With China's strong, promising and prospective economic foundation, Prime Minister Xiang stated that his government would apply several measures such as strengthening coordination on macroeconomic policies, broadening trade openness, and minimalizing risk through correct measures. Furthermore, Prime Minister Li stated that China would continue to intensify its cooperation with IMF in developing a fairer global management system. Vietnam's 1 million acre high-quality rice area is a model of emissions-cutting rice productions that has gained attention and support of international partners in financial resources, science and technology to address climate change and food security challenges, according to a consultations workshop in Hanoi recently. At the workshop, Deputy Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development Tran Tan Nam said the project will fundamentally transform the rice production system in the Mekong Delta in association with the transformation of farmers' production's mindset about agriculture and rice so that high-quality rice productions will be shifted to a higher level of added rice value and sustainable development. He further said that the project not only develops 1 million hectares of high-quality rice, but also enhance the role of cooperatives and business to create value change. Turkey's parliament approved a bill on Thursday to allow Finland to join NATO, clearing the way for the country to become part of the Western Defense Alliance as war raged in Ukraine. The Turkish parliament was the last among the 30 members of the alliance to ratify Finland's membership after Hungary's legislators approved a similar bill earlier this week. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said earlier in March that Finland had secured Turkey's blessing after taking concrete steps to keep promises to crack down on groups seen by Ankara as terrorists and to free up defense export. Finland and Sweden asked to join NATO last year in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but the process has been held up by Turkey and Hungary. The parliaments of all NATO members must ratify newcomers. Listener, let's move on to commentary for today on United States and Russia stop participating in the New START agreement.
Today's commentary is on U.S. and Russia stop participating in the New START agreement. The United States and Russia have stated that they are no longer providing each other with detailed data regarding their stockpile of nuclear weapons as required by the New START or Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. On Tuesday, March the 28th, the United States, through National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, said it would no longer share data on its strategic nuclear forces with Russia. This was in response to Russia's suspension of participation in New START. In February 2023, Russian President Vladimir Putin did indeed suspend Russia's participation in New START, namely the agreement on the reporting and reduction of nuclear weapons between the United States and the Russian Federation. In response to the United States' latest decision, Russia finally declared to stop all exchanges of detailed information regarding its stockpile of nuclear weapons with the United States. Quoted from AlJazeera.com on March the 13th, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told Russian news agency Wednesday that Moscow had suspended its participation in the New START nuclear weapons treaty last month. The decision of the United States and Russia to no longer participate in the New START pact naturally raises concerns about the fate of nuclear weapons control. The development of even a nuclear arms race for both has the potential to become increasingly difficult to control. A terrible impact can haunt the world. Control of nuclear weapons under the New START Pact does not guarantee non-compliance. According to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, SIPRI, as quoted from Compass.id on February the 23rd, so far the US and Russia are known to have both violated the START Treaty, which limits each party to having no more than 1,550 nuclear warheads. In fact, according to SIPRI, as June 2022, there were 1,744 nuclear warheads in the United States and 1,588 in Russia. If, while participating in New START, both countries violated the agreement, what would nuclear weapons control be like if it was no longer bound by the New START Pact? Possibly, the development of nuclear weapons will be more massive. Therefore, it is hoped that both the United States and Russia will again participate in the New START Pact. Relations between the United States and Russia are currently in a very bad phase and became even more tense last year when Russia invaded Ukraine. It is hoped that after the situation is conducive, the two countries are willing to return to participate in the New START Pact. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with March the 31st, 1928, determining the point of the equator. An international expedition led by a Dutch geographer went to Pontianak City in Kalimantan, Indonesia to determine points or milestones on the equator. To mark the expedition, a simple monument in the form of a pillar with an arrow was made on March the 31st, 1928. The installation of the pillar marked the establishment of the Equator Monument. The shape of the monument was perfected in 1930, becoming a pillar with a circle and arrows. Turning next to 1991, the Warsaw Pact ends. The Warsaw Pact, officially known as the Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance, was a military assistance, was a military alliance of Eastern Bloc countries in Eastern Europe. The purpose of this pact is to organize itself against possible threats from NATO alliance. The formation of the Warsaw Pact was triggered by the integration of West Germany into NATO through the ratification of the Paris Agreement. The Warsaw Pact was drafted by Nikita Khrushchev in 1995 and signed in Warsaw on May 14, 1955. The pact ended on March 31, 1991 and was formally concluded at a meeting in Prague on July 1, 1991. I'll end today in history with March 31, 2004. Google announces Gmail with a capacity of 1 gigabyte. Important events on March 31 also happened in the world of technology. Among others, right on March 31, 2004, Google officially announced Gmail, an electronic mail service with a capacity of 1 gigabyte. That was today in history.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue while I see a zoom. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing out. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing out. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, crossed legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Trade Ministry recorded a potential transaction value of 1.93 million US dollar, or around 29.45 billion rupiah, from the Indonesia Mini Expo IME exhibition that took place in Lagos, Nigeria, from March 15 to 17, 2023. Head of the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, ITPC Lagos, Hendro Jonathan, in a written statement escorted by Antara last Tuesday, said that the potentials for the transaction was examined through an inquiry forum, hybrid business agreements exploration, and discussions activities between Indonesian and Nigerian business people. Hendro further said that the ITPC Lagos will follow up this activity through online meetings with potential suppliers and posting a number of e-inquiry of the INA Export website. Besides, there was also a plan for Nigerian potential buyers to visit Indonesia, which will be directed to join the Trade Expo Indonesia. The largest demand was for hotel equipment products worth 1 million US dollar. Also, there was a demand for CPO and its derivative products, body care products, spa products, batik, safety shoes, chemicals, and candy. The total transaction is still growing. The Indonesian Mini Expo exhibition was organized by the Ministry of Trade through the Lagos, Nigeria ITPC, and the Indonesian Embassy in Abuja. This solo exhibition presented Indonesian products and services. Indonesian Ambassador to Abuja, Nigeria, Usra Hendra Harahap, said that the exhibition was attended by 250 Nigerian business people and made 67 requests for inquiry received by the Indonesian Embassy and ITPC. The exhibition aims to build business relations with Nigerian business people to be importers, distributors, and sub-distributors for Indonesian products and services. There were also 103 companies joining online and entrust their products to be displayed. IME displayed products exhibition, business consulting clinics, business matching, tourism, and scholarship for Nigerian students. Oh, oh.
Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku. Kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku, hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir, engkaulah untukku. Tapi ku melihat kau, mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, oh, oh. Kau yang lelapkan aku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku, hanya aku di hatimu. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh. tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we are going to invite you to tour a mosque. We would like to introduce the mosque, which is located in Jayapura, Papua. It is located at the corner of Jalan Percetakan Negara number 126, and you will see a three-story building. At first glance, the building looks normal, whereas on the third floor, there is the Great Mosque, the oldest mosque in Jayapura City. There are no signs indicating that the building is a mosque, such as round dome, and at the top usually, there are a crescent moon and star statue from a Muslim house of worship. Then, to reach the mosque, you must climb the stairs through the first and second floors, which are used as school building. The Great Mosque measures 12 meters by 12 meters, and it can't accommodate 200 worshippers. The walls are covered with green tiles and the floor is covered with white tiles. Apart from congregational prayers activities, the mosque is often used as a meeting place for administrators, recitation of residents, and learning to recite the Holy Quran for children. The Great Mosque was the first Muslim house of worship built in the capital of Papua Province in 1943. A number of dock workers in Hollandia, as then name of Jayapura, were the originators of the establishment of the Great Mosque when the Dutch East Indies were still in power. At that time, this island was still known as Dutch New Guinea or Netherlands New Guinea. This Great Mosque was originally used for worshippers, mostly port workers and traders, who wished to perform the five daily prayers. The Friday prayer service has not been held because the number of worshippers is still small. The mosque, which is located at the foot of the Jayapura Hills in the Apo area, is a silent witness to the dynamics of the development of Jayapura City. The most historic event for this house of worship was around the 1962 to 1963 era. At that time, there was an incident of the surrender of the Papua region from the Netherlands to Indonesia, which was facilitated by the Allied military. The mosque was visited by Muslim soldiers who were brought by the British from South Asia, such as India and Pakistan. These soldiers, some of whom came from Pakistan, who guarded the area around Jayapura Harbour, made the Great Mosque a place to pray and rest. The Pakistani soldiers, namely Khan, also took care of the mosque and became imam or leader there. Their presence was welcomed by the congregation because it had enlivened the atmosphere of the mosque.
Sebuah rahasia, benarkah kau?
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Bayucaraka ITS, ready to keep the title in international maths. Listeners, the ITS Bayucaraka Flying Robot team is ready to take part in the 2023 Singapore Amazing Flying Machine Competition in Singapore. They have three drones named Soro Alpha, Soro Beta, and Soro Iron, as well as four new remotes. The three autonomous-based robots will be brought to fight in two of the eight categories, namely semi-autonomous or D1 and autonomous or D2 in Singapore from March 25th to April 1st, 2023. Two of the three robots being carried this time are swept drone types. Two of them are interconnected and work together to complete the mission of moving the ball at a predetermined target. This type of drone uses autonomous technology that does not involve human touch to move it. Meanwhile, other drones are designed to lift pin bags and paper clips with more difficulty than previous year. One of the team members, Torik, explained that in this competition, Bayucaraka ITS brought the latest innovations in terms of technology that were different from before. The use of the remote type with a motion sensor to detect and hand movements, which will later be transformed to run the drones. In addition, there is also a type of remote that can detect hand movements through the camera and then translate them to move the drone. Member of the mechanical division, Epidonta Ginting, explained the difficulties the team faced in developing this robot were found in the fully autonomous type. That's Miss Seleni.
Cari cerita
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a original song from Aceh entitled Jangan Ke Adu. The song narrates the worries of the younger generation of Aceh who are advised to always return to religious paths if they want to do something. Here is Suburdani with the original song from Aceh entitled Jangan Ke Adu.
Sayang bila digata wahai boh hati malehana di agam ngendara.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
datang tiba-tiba memberikan segalanya. Kau adalah seorang pria seperti yang selama ini kudamba. Namun entah mengapa kau tak mampu munculkan rasa hingga hati ini bicara. Tolong pergi jauh dariku, hadirmu buatku terganggu. Salah caramu sadar kau bukan untukku. Tiba-tiba memberikan segalanya.
Tinggallah cerita yang takkan usai. ditelan masa. Seandainya semua cinta di dunia aku punya, tak mampu kembalikan cinta kita. Karena kini dirimu telah tiada. Mungkin hanya sedikit rasa yang kini tersisa, tak mungkin menyembuhkan luka jiwa. Karena dirimu pergi selamanya. Dulu pernah ada cerita antara kamu dan aku. Hangatnya senyummu memeluk diriku,
Indonesia.
Baby, I'm yours, yeah, you.
pray for, I will marry you. I will marry you. Why, girl, you are so beautiful. I will marry you. I will marry you. Why, girl, you are so beautiful. I will marry you. I will marry you.
Listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.